here today to proclaim that Jesus Christ is resurrected from the dead. He is coming back soon, and there's nothing anything woke or Islamic can do about it. Nothing. We're here today to stand tall and unafraid as loyal followers of the Lord Jesus Christ and declare that we are saved, we are forgiving, because our Redeemer lives. And in spite of the devil's best efforts to keep us from assembling together, we are here today with transformed lives because Jesus Christ loved us enough to save us. And that is the truth.
Friends, it's the truth, and you're just going to have to deal with it. Jesus Christ is resurrected from the dead, and I want to tell you guys, you just saw some excerpts. There was no expert on there, I promise you.
You are an expert.
No, I'm not an expert at anything. Expert at messing things up. But then I can't even talk right. So that was a tiny little smidgen. How about that? Of my sermon on Sunday. And guys, it was so good, and the Spirit of the Lord moved, and we have some excellent people that's chiming in saying, man, we love this message. I want to be sure that all you guys see the message, but we also got some people that hated my message, and we're going to be looking at a couple of those people. Mm-hmm. And then in episode number 134 today on April the 8th, we are also going to be looking at the most impactful and most watched video that we have put out.
Ever.
And who was it who made that video?
That was Alex Wagner.
Yeah, Alex Wagner made that.
Yep.
Alex Wagner put this thing together, and it goes out there, and it has over 2.5 million views. Mm-hmm. And
thousands of comments.
And thousands of comments. And I don't think the majority are friendly. I think the majority are not friendly. What do you think? Do you think it's like 50-50?
I don't know if it's 50-50. I think you might be right, the majority. Yeah. But then there were you also had like thousands of people sharing it.
Yeah, that's
so I would think the ones that shared it obviously probably for the most part agree with you. But it's always interesting to see, and we'll get into it, but to see what people disagree with, because a lot of times they're listening with their own, they're not actually listening to what you're saying.
Well, guys, the Troy Burr Ministries team and Miss Sarah Spencer has put the Resurrection Sunday message. It's actually in the comments.
Yep.
And that one was on Facebook. I think the other one was on YouTube. And so if you're watching me on Rumble, if you're watching me on YouTube, if you're watching me on X, if you're watching me on Facebook or any of those other places, and of course, all my ODX peeps, hey, I love you guys. And I'll call you blessed. Today's going to be so much fun. We're going to be going through some of our fan mail,
yep,
and some of our hate mail, and we're going to talk about what's healthy in the midst of all of it and what's toxic, mm-hmm, in the midst of all of it, and we're going to have a blast today. Just me saying this phrase, Jesus ain't nice.
Uh-oh. People get fired up.
People are like, what? He's the nicest person ever. No, he's not. He's not the nicest person ever. No, he's not. I promise he's not. But he loves me. I didn't say he didn't love you.
Exactly.
But he treats me better than anybody else. I didn't say he didn't, but that's not nice. That's kind.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't help it that you don't know how to speak swinging English. And when a hillbilly like me has to correct you on English,
then it's bad.
It's really bad. I mean, it's bad. So we're going to get off talking and all that, and we're going to have a lot of fun. Miss Shay, how are you today?
I'm so good. I'm so happy to be here. This is going to be a really fun show. When you had the idea to do this show yesterday, I was totally on board because, I mean, there's just so much, and I love that we're going to be talking about the good, the bad, all the people that have things to say about what we say and how that also affects, you know, people that are watching. I think, yep, we're living in a day and age where everyone comments about everything. So, and if you're easily ruffled by what people are saying about you, your life, your family, that can take you to a dark place. So I feel like we're going to be having some fun. We're going to actually be diving into Jesus is not nice, but also I feel like we're going to be giving people tools as to how to confront this in their own life and deal with this with a healthy lens, because this is a social media day and age. We have to.
You know what? Professor Ty Kuro, some beautiful lady on YouTube, she says, I'm not sure Pastor Troy can say anything that I don't agree with. I've been following him since 2014.
Oh,
Ladybug, I would. I'm just telling you right now, you will. Yeah, I'm going to say something. Listen, I'm probably going to say something that's stupid. Okay, if you talk as much as I do, you don't say everything right. And then I might be adamant about something in the heat of a moment and say, mm-hmm, something. And then the next day go, I shouldn't have said that. That's not true. And we're going to actually talk about, yeah, the pitfalls and the wonder of media today. because God's really blessed us in the media world. He really has.
He really has.
And we're very, very impactful. And I'm not tooting my own horn. I'm saying it's all a wonder to me. Mm. So we've got a lot of cool things to go through. But how do you want to start this thing?
Well, speaking of impactful, we have people joining us right now from all over the world. So let's say some shout outs. We have Vanessa from the UK.
You're so right. Professor Ty Caro says, but it's all funny. Now that is true, my sister.
That is true. That is true. We also have Marker Skin from Alberta Falls, South Africa. We have Pablo in Argentina. We have Dennis from Indiana. Rosemary from Florida. Let's see who else. Lots of people on here. I see that someone's already asking, Troy, where's your hat? Listen, Pastor Troy was going to wear his hat today, but he was having a good hair day. So he wanted to just go with the good hair day.
Honestly, listen, it takes a village to do my hair.
It's an art form.
So Shay does my hair. Rebecca does my hair. Leanna does my hair. And then we actually had because my hair is like, it's like a Brillo pad. It just goes straight out.
We need to film it. We are going to film.
So I wear a hat a lot.
Yeah, Pastor Troy's hair styling routine. Stage 3.
Nobody wants to see that. Sound off in the comments right now
if you want to see Pastor Troy.
It's so humiliating. I mean, there'll be five girls in there going through my hair trying to get it to do something right.
To do that. It is. Oh, Poland. Hey, Poland. Shout out to Poland.
Hello, Poland.
Don't you want to know how we get Pastor Troy's hair to look? It is an art form.
And a lot of the hate that I get is, we know you wear a toupee.
True. That is true.
I don't wear a toupee, you knucklehead. I just have Holy Ghost hair, man. I've got Holy Ghost hair.
We will prove it in our video. We're going to shoot that. If not this week, we're going to do it next week, so stay tuned.
Hello, Connie in Manitoba, Canada. By the way, if I did have a toupee, why would you care? I mean, what the heck is that on?
People just like to be the one to point out what
they
think.
I know you're wearing a toupee. Yeah. Yeah, it's like, okay, when you can see my chins, one of the things that people do when I'm talking, if my chin goes back and forth, they'll write gobble, 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 gobble.
Well, you don't have that anymore.
I don't have it as bad
you
as do, I do.
Yeah, no, you have, yeah.
I'm 41 pounds down, 41 pounds down. Hey, come on, man.
I love how someone says, at least Pastor Troy knows what us ladies have to go through with the hair.
Oh, yeah, no, I do. And when they make me camera ready, I've learned to just, and the girls try really hard because they know I hate it. They know that. So I have this really cool room, and I've got this really
manly.
Cool, it's very manly
it's
room.
It's a manly room.
So that I don't feel like a girl while y'all are in there fixing me up, and I'm surrounded by girls. And it's got a cool barber chair in it, right on. And it's just it's the Troy Brewer Barber Shop. It's actually on the south side of my dadgum office. We changed the whole bathroom into what looks like a barber shop so that I wouldn't feel like such a... so that I just wouldn't feel squeamish. And so, because they know I hate it, but it is what it is, man.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, there are people who will not hear the gospel of Jesus Christ if your hair is not right. I would have loved to listen to you, but your hair kept flying down in your face and it was so distracting. I'm like, take another Xanax. Why don't you do that? I'm going to tell you how I answer hair mail haters. And hair haters. That's what I'm going to do. And we're going to have so much fun with that because I deal with haters really well.
You do.
I do. I don't deal with confrontations real well.
I actually do.
Like you bring a knife, I'll bring a nuclear weapon.
Yeah.
You know, when it comes to being to very confrontational people, but the hate and the comments and all that, it's no big deal.
Well, I'm sorry to tell you, Pastor, we have people who do want to see the hair care routine.
Why would anybody want to see it? We're going to do it, guys. We're not going to
be
do
great.
That. That's
ridiculous.
It's going
to get so many views too. Just watch, Pastor.
Why would anybody want to watch that?
Because you're funny and they know you're going to be funny in the midst.
I will be funny, and I am funny. So hallelujah.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Okay, look here.
So let's go through some announcements.
Let's go through some announcements because we got a good
we
show.
We do, guys. Take this opportunity to be a media missionary. Yeah. I promise we're going to talk about things of substance today.
We will talk about something.
We will
worth hearing here. Here in just a few
yes, months. And so take this opportunity, like this, share this, and, you know, let people know, hey, this is my tribe, and you guys are going to want to stick around for this. We're talking about how Jesus is not nice, but he is kind, and it's actually really interesting. We're going to dive into the meaning of those words and all of the things, plus have some fun moments. So it's going to be a great show. So of all the shows, please like and share this, and remember, when you do that, you are helping us rescue kids, the more people that we have, the more eyes that we have on this, the more partners that we have, the more family we have over at odx.tv, yep. more people joining there. They join, when you guys join there, you are actually helping us rescue kids. So that monthly fee, that is really not a lot. Just think of it in terms of that is, that's you rescuing kids. And as a bonus, you get all this content, access to all the content, all the stuff that we do, all the stuff that you do, all your interviews and TV shows and all of that, So.
And you just now got through hearing, we're actually working on the audiobook of yes. my first novel that's going to be released this year. It's called West of Redemption, mm-hmm. and it's a historical Texas novel. And we're also doing the audio version, and it's a full-blown production.
Oh, yeah.
And it's got really cool music
unlike
in
anything
it.
Anything that yeah. we have released, that you have done, yeah. that I've ever even really heard. I mean, yeah. it's really, really cool, you guys. It's going to be so good.
I guarantee you, there has never been a pastor come out with a book like the one we're going to release. It is a supernatural Western.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is.
Yep.
It has cowboys and Indians, and it has angels and demons.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a supernatural Western set in historical Texas between 1860 and about 1888. But it does a time jump to 1963, whenever President Kennedy yeah. is visiting Fort Worth. And I worked on it last year, my very first novel. It's 400 pages, and it's actually really
it's
good.
It's really good.
It really is. And I'm not saying that because I wrote it.
No.
I'm saying it because I'm shocked. And so I've had this story in my head, mm-hmm. and I've had it in my mind for so many years. And when I was in Uganda last yeah. year, I was there for 3 weeks, and I was bored. And you know, I cannot do boredom.
No.
I just can't. And I was just sitting there, and I was up on top of the mountain, and I just opened up my computer, and I started typing the first chapter.
Yeah.
And after about 2 hours, I was done, and I read it to Leanna, and Leanna started crying. She goes, "The best thing you've ever written." And I just,
yeah, it's
I
really crazy.
I was just hammered it. I just, yeah. it was crazy. It was like I had a supernatural grace mm-hmm. for it. And then I was finished. I finished it on July the 4th.
Yeah, I think people will be really shocked. When I do get to actually read, I like to read historical fiction. And so I was actually shocked because obviously we know that you're talented at many things. You're a pastor, you're, you know, all of those things. But I'd never read something like that you had done. And so I was expecting it to be like good, but yeah. it was really legit.
Thanks, man.
Really legit. And so I'm excited. I think people are going to be really, yeah, they're going to really like it.
I see Pastor Alan DiDio, Bishop Alan DiDio is here.
Best behavior, everyone.
Best behavior, guys. He's watching.
We have to get serious now.
He's like, I heard that. Everything we say is like, I saw that. Hey, do you guys, there he is. Finished prophetically on July the 4th. This is going to be a must read. You know what? I want to tell you guys another must read. Pastor Alan just now came out with an ebook. We offered it to everybody yesterday. I want to offer it again today. It is a free digital download.
Yes.
Uncover the ancient roots, prophetic patterns, and spiritual power behind Pentecost. The mystery of the sapphire talents. 18 things you didn't know about Pentecost. Guys, double dog dare you. Yesterday we had 18 days in heaven with Brother Gabriel Perot. Gabe Perot.
That was awesome.
Was here with us. And now I got 18 things that you didn't know about Pentecost. It's free. All you got to do right there. Do you guys see that?
Really
you guys see that? You can just, you see that sorcery? Do you see how Alan will partner with the Mark of the Beast and he'll put it on here? And there it is right there. That's flaw that Pastor Alan has. I'm going to talk to him about that.
He just sometimes partners with the Mark
this
of the Beast.
This is called a QR code, which I'm all suspicious of even the name QR. So there it is. It's right there. But if you don't like that, and if you don't understand how sorcery works on your little black device that you hold, which is ancient tool for sorcery, you can actually just go to shop at revivalnation.com, and it's a free digital download. Hey, man, you're going to have to tell us, Pastor. I love you too, Alan. Hey, man, you're going to have to, how was your Sunday, man? I hope it was great. And I hope that a bunch of people got this. I'm going to be thumbing through it. I'm going to LA this week, and I'm going to be with Cheyenne at the big global summit in Pasadena, California.
We got people already asking us when you're speaking,
I'm speaking Thursday night.
Thursday night. All right. Yep. So moderators Thursday night.
And then at the big stadium event, I'm going to be there on Saturday, but I don't know what time it's set. I'm going to be there all day on Friday because Joseph Z's going to be there and a whole bunch of other friends of mine are going to be there.
That's going to be
fun.
And
we're going to do that. But then on Sunday, I'm going to be with Pastor Bolt The Bolt. Brian Bolt at City Reach Church, and that is in Whittier, California. And I will be at Whittier, which is East LA. It's the hood. He's a hood rat, and be out there with us. It's awesome. That is a great church. I'm going to be there on Sunday morning. Then I'm coming back. Like, what's going to happen here at Open Door Church on Sunday? We're having a huge family day as our good friend, Jerrianne Webb, is going to be with us here at Open Door Church, releasing her brand new movie, Repair the Breach.
Yes.
So Repair the Breach. And guys, she's going to be going through. She's going to be talking about family. She's going to be releasing something for family. It's going to be crazy cool. You want to bring your family. You want to be here at Open Door Church. And then Monday night, I'll be back from LA. And then we're all going to go to the movie house, the AMC movie house, in Burleson. Big time Burleson, Texas, for the premiere of Repair the Breach. And by the way, Bishop Alan DiDio is actually in this movie. I am actually in this movie.
Yep.
Schwartz is in this movie. Yep. Darren Stott is in this movie, and a bunch of other cool people. So
it's going to be fun.
It is going to be fun.
That is going to be fun.
It'll be fun for all of us to sit in there. Are you going to holler whenever my scene comes on?
Yeah, I will.
We could do like the Rocky Horror Picture Show, and we could actually be very interactive, and we could boo whenever Alan gets on there.
Yes.
Or we can throw toast whenever Darren Stott is on there.
On Purim, you know, you have these little things called like groggers, those. So we
let's do that.
Or get little whistles. You know, we have something for each of you. That's funny. Guys, that'll be great.
We are actually talking about, we're talking about love and hate when it comes to the internet, right?
Yeah.
We're talking about halos and hatred.
Yes.
We're talking about those kinds of things. So how do you want to start
this? Let's start with a good, because you're going to take a beating in a little bit.
Okay.
From some of our.
And you guys will see how I take it, too.
Yes, you will. Because Pastor Troy hasn't seen what he's going to live react to with all of you today.
Yes.
But listen, let's start with the good. So we had Easter Sunday, this past Easter. What you guys saw, the clip that you saw leading into this was part of Pastor Troy's message, which was so good. So I just thought, let's just build you up before we tear you down a little bit. And let's see what people are saying. We've had such an incredible response, Pastor, to your Easter sermon. And I wanted you to see some of these comments because, you know, you go out on a limb and you don't hold back when it comes to speaking the truth and what God has put on your heart to speak and being bold and all of those things. And a lot of times, as we'll see in a little bit, people disagree, but a lot of times people are totally on board. So Taylor, let's go through some of those comments from Easter. Look at this. This is from Adele Herzog. What a blessing to listen to a Resurrection Sunday sermon from a pastor with a titanium backbone.
A titanium backbone.
There we go. There we go. Let's get another one. We're just going to roll through some of these. The best Easter sermon I've heard from High Moms.
Who said that, man? That's crazy.
Love that. Longhorn Astro, absolute fire. Love you, Pastor Troy. Keep doing what you are doing. You are blessed and highly favored of the Lord. Let's get another one.
Thank you.
And David Jeremy, power until the ends of the earth, resurrection power. What a word. Heard and received from New Zealand.
Hey, that's pretty dang cool.
New Zealand. I think we have one more. Do we have one more there? Yeah, I love this one. I went to church yesterday, excited, missing it. Unfortunately, it was the soft preaching. So today I'm filled with the Spirit. Thank you, Troy. Just share a little bit, because you didn't really know what you were going to be preaching on Sunday until really the night before. And we always, you know, Easter is one of our biggest Sundays of the year. There's a lot of pressure on what are you going to share? So talk about how you kind of landed on what God put on your heart to share.
This is my 31st Easter sermon, to preach at Open Door Church. So, and I have always felt such huge pressure, and I refused to do it this year. Like, I ain't doing it. I ain't going to do it. I'm like, that's ridiculous. What I feel now, instead of and I actually said this during a sermon, instead of feeling the pressure to perform for all the newcomers that are coming in there to gawk at me, what I have decided to do is I feel the fear of the Lord.
Yeah.
And like, what does Jesus want me to say to these guys? And that's a really healthy place to be. That's not an unhealthy place. So I don't remember where. Oh, I'd been in Branson, Missouri, and we're looking at trying to get our new rescue home in Branson, Missouri. By the way, guys, thank you guys for helping us with that.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm under the pressure. That's millions of dollars. And I'm just like, and when I get under pressure, I tend to kick the walls out of whatever box I'm put in. But I also am somebody that pressure causes me to fear the Lord.
Yeah.
It does. Mm-hmm. I feel the weight of it. And I just go, whoa, man. And the fear of the Lord is very healthy. So I came out on Saturday just thinking about the fear of the Lord. I came back from Branson, Missouri, yeah. and I was like, okay, I'm going to preach. If this was a fear of the Lord kingdom message and not a promotional church message, what would it look like? And I was just like, the message of resurrection is hated throughout the world. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of started like that. It was hated. And how it's hated. I talked about the knucklehead King Charles and the defender of the faith. Oh, what an adulterous defender of the faith you mm-hmm. are, sir. What an adulterous defender of the faith.
Yeah.
And Esau was also known as an adulterer because he broke covenant. And I want to tell you, King Charles, repent, man. And I actually looked in the camera like I just did and told him, buddy, you better repent. And I went through what everybody Islamic is being a part of mm-hmm. and how that Muslims all throughout the world were ordered to attack churches, burn down churches, kill people. I went through what happened in Houston and the woke madness of mm-hmm. Houston, Texas, and Frisco, Texas, and Dallas, Texas, where they had a full-blown commercial mm-hmm. government event concerning Ramadan. And then when it came Easter time, they called it the spring holiday. Okay. I went through that. I went through a whole bunch of those things. And then I just told everybody, you can't stop this. Yeah. Jesus is resurrected from the dead. And I just tried to make a big deal out of the resurrection. So it was kind of a no frills kind of a Sunday. And I'm not against frills. I'm really not. You know, Pastor Alan DeDio is. I've seen his hateful videos. And I cried. It hurt my feelings so bad. I had a tear that came down my face when I first saw it. Dude, he has one of the funniest videos I've ever seen.
I know. We showed it last week.
Did you? God, it's so funny. I laughed when I saw it, where he said, we have a one-minute service. That cracked me up. We have a one-minute service where he said, we've got carousels. We have this. We have
Justin
that.
Justin Bieber concert.
Yeah. And that following. Yeah. And he says, I'm giving away $1 million cash to every single visitor. And then he's like, am I serious? No, I'm not serious.
He's like, absolutely not.
I'm going to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Yeah. And then he says, and what time does it start? And he's like, figure it out yourself. I'm tired of everybody wanting somebody. He walks off. God, it is so funny. Yeah. So funny.
Well, there's just such power in the simple gospel. And so I love how I really felt like on Sunday, you really just preached the gospel without the frills, without the, okay, we need to box this up so it's seeker friendly. It was just the pure gospel, and it was really good. And I feel like that's a good transition into the next stuff that we want to talk about, because in my opinion, it was the same way. The message of Jesus is not nice is a no frills.
Yep. Can I please pivot to one thing before we get off into this?
Yeah, go.
Because one of the comments that was on there was...
Oh, yes.
It was, Pastor Troy, I agree with what you're saying. And you're saying that you're not here for Ishtar, but you still call it Easter, and you have Easter behind you, mm-hmm. and that's Ishtar. And I get it. I totally get it.
Yeah.
Okay? And I get where she's coming from, and let me tell you why she's wrong, okay? We have a book in the Bible called Esther, which means Ishtar, but her name was not. That was her Babylonian name. Yeah. That was her Persian name.
Yeah.
That was actually her Persian name. And it was in honor of this horrible demon mm-hmm. that's called Ishtar. But her real name was actually Hadassah. Mm-hmm. That was her Hebrew name, was actually Hadassah. The book in the Bible is called Esther.
It is.
That's what it's called. And it's like, okay, why would that not be called Hadassah? And why would it be called Esther?
I always wondered that too.
When Esther is a horrible name.
Yeah.
It means Easter. It's the same exact reason why it's okay to call it Easter, and because it's not after Ishtar. It's just what's recognized in the land that the story mm-hmm. is being told in.
Yeah.
Right? And so it's redeemed. And if God in the great canon of Scripture doesn't have to change the name, I don't think that Troy Brewer has to change the name.
Yeah.
And that's what I think. And
you actually responded to that comment on YouTube. So for people who think that Pastor Troy doesn't see your comments himself, like, we do have a team because we get so many comments, but you actually do go on there. And sometimes it is Pastor Troy actually responding to the comments.
Ishtar is demonic.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of demonic things that go with the whole Easter thing. So we just have to redeem it. And we have to make dang sure that we're not a part of those things. We're not being a part of it, even though it's called, even though I want to say this, we're not worshiping the devil, even though it's called Easter on a Gregorian calendar. That's the systems that we actually live in. And we're bringing Jesus into that. And it still glorifies the Lord. And again, I think the evidence of that is we actually have a book in the Bible that's called Ishtar or Esther.
Yeah.
So kiss my grits. Argue with the Bible. I don't know what else to tell you.
Get ready to say that a lot more, Pastor. Get ready to say that a lot more. I feel like that's going to be the theme.
By the way, you're not going to hell if you're driving it. By the way, there are people like, I would never be a part of that. And they pull up in a Ford Taurus. And they don't go by the same rules by the stupid car they drive.
Yep.
Okay. It's madness. Yeah. It's madness. It's all religion.
Yeah.
Worship Jesus.
I love that.
You're welcome. All right, go ahead.
I love that. That's so good. So let's dive into Jesus is not nice, guys. Does that ruffle your feathers? Well, should we start by showing them the actual reel that has caused this firestorm of response?
2.5 million views.
Yeah, 2.5 million views.
Thousands and thousands of shares. Tons and tons of comments. I mean, thousands and thousands of comments. Yes. And every day we get another 100 comments. And this is from like 3 years back.
Yes. And it keeps, like, we can't get away from this video. Yeah. It keeps,
it's back.
Yeah, it keeps populating. And so we're going to show you not the original. We're actually going to show you a bunch of other people watching it. So people have actually taken Pastor Troy's video and remixed it. So it's their reactions to his reel. So let's take a look at that.
Jesus is not nice. Everybody thinks that Jesus is nice. He's not nice. He's kind. But he ain't nice. He is a dude. And he does not worry about everybody's feelings. He worries about the condition of your heart and the condition of your spirit in relationship with the Father. But he really doesn't give a rip about how your feelings change from one moment to another moment to another moment to another moment. He's not a hippie. He is a warrior.
Okay. Okay, okay. So that simple little clip that we put together.
I don't think it was that crazy.
I don't think it's crazy either, but you're used to me.
Yeah, maybe
but
that's
that is shocking to the skinny jean wearing crowds of Christians who are sipping on their latte and eating Hot Pockets in their mama's basement.
Yeah.
And though they might have the Holy Ghost, they got just as much soybean milk within them that's what actually blows their mind and goes, that's the most hateful thing I ever heard in my life. You saying Jesus is not nice.
Yeah. What do you guys think? Those of you who are watching, let us know in the comments, sound off. Did you think that that was like really brutal? I'm curious. I mean, I know you're probably part of our tribe if you're watching. So you probably will agree with us. But if you don't, if you think that was like pretty harsh, let us know.
Yeah.
Because apparently we've got some comments and we'll go through these, Taylor, if we can start showing some of these comments of people who felt like that was a little too harsh. Hank, that's just a lie.
Oh, Hank.
Yeah, why don't you read that, Pastor?
That's just a lie, Brother Hank. Schrader 420 says, Jesus loves us, sinner or priest, whore or thief. That's not very nice to call somebody a whore.
It's not. That's not nice.
Doesn't matter. He still loves you. Okay. All right. So let's talk about this because I'm sure Hank is a good dude. I mean, he loves Jesus and he's trying to be loyal to Jesus. He's kind of like Ron Cantor, you know, he's kind of like Ron Cantor. I'm going to be loyal to Jesus by destroying everybody else's ministry. That's what I'm going to do. And I'm going to show you how much I love God by destroying everybody. Okay, all right.
Oh, my gosh.
Which is a cool new thing that Christians are doing today. And
by cool, we mean absolutely awful.
Awful. That's what it means. And we know Ron personally.
Yes.
And we love Ron. And Ron is whack when it comes to this. And I know that Ron watches this. Brother is whack. He's whack. And he'll ask me, how am I whack? I'll tell you. So whenever we get together, no, that's what this is. And that's what a lot of this hate is. And so, let me say this. I have to tell you this. First of all, they edited this thing because it's supposed to be power hitting.
Yeah.
And so it was from an hour long sermon that I did, and it's less than 1 minute of me doing little snippets of things I said. And it looks like I'm acting mean, and it looks like I'm saying, it comes across as if I'm saying Jesus is mean. I'm not saying Jesus is mean. I'm saying he's not nice. Mm-hmm. Meaning he is not compliant to you when he shows up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And So I want to say first and foremost, the way it's edited, one of the things too that I get a lot of hate mail with on it, and if we could just, can we show the video again, that same one we just now showed? I want to show you, I get a lot of hate on this part right here, and then I'll come back and I'll address Brother Hank.
Jesus is not nice.
Okay, everybody so if you thinks look, that okay, Jesus can you put me on the screen here? I'm going to talk about it.
But he ain't nice. He's a dude.
Okay. There's a part that's already past it. So there's a part on there where I'm actually saying he's a dude. Okay, and that also is very offensive to him.
Oh, yeah.
Then you don't think he's holy. You think he's common. I do not. Okay, what I was saying, and again, that's out of context of what I was saying. I obviously don't think he's a normal dude. All right, what I was saying is he wasn't God pretending to be a man.
Yeah.
He was God who actually became a man. Mm-hmm. He was a man. He is a man. He wasn't pretending to be one. He actually became a man. He actually became a holy, divine dude. Yep. And I explained that during my sermon, but it doesn't come across right there. Like, I can't believe how disrespectful you are to King Jesus to say that he's mean and he's just a dude.
Yeah.
Well, part of that's my hillbilly way of talking.
Mm-hmm.
And I get that. But
yeah.
But what I'm saying is he's not a hippie.
Yeah.
Okay. He is a warrior. And the reason why I have so many haters on it is because they don't know the English language. People have, whether they come from a ghetto or whether they come from a trailer park or whether they come from Glen Rose, Texas, out in the middle of nowhere, or from some mm-hmm. holler in Tennessee, we think that we have the right to make up our own words and to redefine the English language. And nice and kindness mm-hmm. have been redefined as the same thing. Jesus is not nice, yeah. He's kind. Nice is not a part of the fruit of the Holy Spirit. When Jesus came into Jerusalem, the first thing he did after they said, Hosanna, Hosanna, is he fashioned a whip, beat the snot out of people, and turned the tables over. See, when he shows up, he's not showing up to be compliant with his enemies.
Mm-hmm.
That's what being nice is.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, you go get the jab if you're nice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's nice for you to wear a mask. It's nice for you to not go to church. It's nice for you to not gather with your family for a year and a half. It's nice because we have to be compliant with this horrible spirit. Well, there was a bunch of us, including this major malfunction, that I wasn't nice about it at all. I tell people every single day, listen, my friend, in Jesus' name, kiss my grits. I'm the local pastor down the road, and you're welcome to pucker up because I will not comply to your fear tactics or to your threats. You met your match in me. Move along.
Mm-hmm.
Well, God Almighty, that's not nice. I wasn't trying to be nice. I was trying to be godly.
Yeah. Well, do you want to see, there was one lady who really disagreed, and she disagreed so much that she made a video. So she actually played your video, and then she played her, then she responded to it. So we want to make sure Troy is on screen while we play this. Okay. All right. Ready? Let's take a look at this.
But he really doesn't give a rip about how you're.
If anybody's sitting in their house listening to this man, this is a prime example of false teaching. None of that crap he said about the Lord is true. He loves you. If he didn't love you, his very example of love and caring about you was giving his life on the cross. He's just telling people who he is.
Ooh.
As an individual. But I wouldn't be so quick to listen to somebody like this individual right here. That's false. Keep your eyes towards the sky. Jesus is coming.
Shots fired.
She's right. Keep your eye on the sky.
Amen.
Jesus is coming back.
That's the only thing I think she was right about personally.
So what she got out of this video was she got that I'm saying Jesus doesn't love you. Mm-hmm. And gosh, that's not what I said.
That's not what you said. You didn't say anything about love.
I said he's not nice.
Yeah.
Look, you don't rescue me because you're nice. Mm-hmm. You attack my enemy and you defeat my enemy. And then you rescue me because you love me and because you're kind. So a lot of people just don't understand what the difference between kind and nice is. I know Jesus Christ to be he is love. He is love. I mean, if you want to know what love is, you just simply look at Jesus. And no one, friends, can love you as much as Jesus says. Nobody can. Nobody can. He loves you so much that he died for you. He loves you so much he resurrected from you. I obviously spend my entire life not only preaching that, but also demonstrating that. But know of a certain.
Mm-hmm.
Know of a certain. When he shows up, he does not leave things the same.
Yeah.
Every time he shows up. Mm. When Jesus shows up, I want to tell you, he's not nice. And like, what? Okay. Jesus shows up, he's healing people, and they say, hey, your mom and your brothers, your mom and your brothers and sisters want to talk to you. And he said, well, I'll tell you who my mom and my brothers and sisters are. It's those that do the will of the Father. That ain't nice. That's not nice at all. He's like, they don't get to come to the front of the line just because we all grew up in the same house together. Mm-hmm. That's not nice. That's terrible. I you don't do that. No. He was being kind, and he was serving the people that was directly in front of him. I could go on and on and on about Jesus calling them broods of vipers and Jesus calling them all kinds of things. He wasn't nice. And I want to tell you this too. When he comes back, he's not going to come back to try and be friends with the armies of the world. He's going to come back and he is going to slay them and blood is going to flow to the horse's brow. Mm-hmm. And he's coming back upon behalf of Israel with the church. Mm-hmm. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And he ain't nice. And I think that pulpits in America, in the seeker-friendly and the woke understanding of things, our language, we think it's Jesus language, and it's not Jesus language. And that was what my sermon was about that day.
Yeah.
And consequently, that's where a lot of my hate comes from. And you know, and that lady didn't really seem hateful to me. She just hateful
she
to me.
She just misunderstood. I think she...
Yeah.
She was saying that you were projecting, but really she, I think, was projecting
what
she thought you were saying, because you never said anything about
that man
love.
Ain't nice, so he wants Jesus to not be nice. Well, okay.
Is that true?
Well, I want to just ask you this. In your definition of nice, who is more nice, me or you? Mm-hmm. I'm serious. How many people have you fed in the last week, in the last month?
Yeah, I was going to say, what does nice mean?
Yeah, so because... in her definition of nice... Mm-hmm. In her definition of nice, you care about everybody. Okay, mm-hmm. That's her definition of nice. Okay, well, let's just stop. Don't judge me according to my words. Judge me according to my fruit. Mm-hmm. Is rescuing 12,000 children, is 12,000 slaves out mm-hmm. of slavery?
Yeah.
And raising them, is that nice enough for you? Mm-hmm. Is feeding hundreds of thousands of people a year from just one food bank, when I have over a dozen food banks throughout the world, is that nice enough for mm-hmm. you? Is I could go on and on and on and on and on. I support 16 widows right this second. Okay, fully support them. Is that nice enough for you? Okay, so who's nicer, me or you, in your definition of nice? What I'm telling you is that ain't my definition of nice. That's my definition of kind.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think it's really interesting. You asked me to look up the definition of nice versus kind.
Yep.
And I found it really interesting when I looked that up. Because nice, and Taylor's putting it up here on the screen, pleasant, giving pleasure or contentment to the mind or senses. Niceness is more of a pleasantry, focused on being liked, polite, avoiding conflict. It can sometimes be passive or superficial. So you can be outwardly nice, but you could be inwardly, I really don't like that person.
Yeah, let me just tell you.
Have ulterior motives.
Friends, I'm going to just tell you this. A man in a dress that wants to molest your children will be nice as they come in and read a book to your first grader. Mm-hmm. And they're super nice. Yep. They're very nice. Mm-hmm. They're not kind.
Niceness means nothing.
Yeah. It's a joke.
Yeah.
The whole thing is a bunch of phony baloney mm-hmm. crap is what it all is.
Yeah.
And the body of Jesus needs to eject it out of the church.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't get up and preach on the resurrection because we wanted to be nice to the unbelievers.
Yeah.
Okay. Now what you did was you became an adulterer. And you sowed yourself to something. You broke your covenant with God Almighty as a leader. And so that, because actually you lusted after the visitor and you lusted after their clicks and you lusted after all of their fan mail. Yeah. You're just another stinking adulterer because but you use the word nice.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, we rescued 6 kids last week and we were not nice about a single one of it.
Yeah.
You don't rescue kids and be nice.
Yeah. You're not, you don't be nice to their captors.
Yep.
You don't be nice to the traffickers. You don't be nice to the ones who literally enslave people. Like it's just so, when I saw just like the laying out of nice versus kind is actually focuses on genuine, authentic care. It's an action. It's not just a feeling. It's not a pleasantry. It's an action.
Yeah.
That's backed up by
By, it's compassionate. Yeah. So Jesus, the Bible says, mm-hmm. moved with compassion, fed the 5,000.
Yeah.
Okay? He was moved with compassion. And by the way, we don't save people by being nice. The Word of God says some pulling them out of the fire with the fear of God, and others having compassion making a difference.
Mm-hmm.
We actually rescue people by either pulling them out of the fire, bringing the fear of God into their life and pulling them out of the fire, or we rescue them by being kind and compassionate,
yeah.
which actually means that's getting really involved good. In their life and fixing their problems.
Yeah.
And that's what kind means. But I want to just tell you, nice, the first definition of the word nice is pleasing. And I want to tell you, I'm not interested in pleasing anybody that is the enemy of God.
Yeah.
I'm not interested in pleasing mm-hmm. them. Like, well, you pleased me how you bent your knee to me, Troy. Man, I will never hear those words mm-hmm. because yeah. I'm not going to be nice about it. Yeah. And I want to tell you, if I go down shooting, it won't be from lack of shooting back. That's mm-hmm. the way I think about it. Like with my last breath, I want to curse the enemy.
Yeah.
The enemies of Jesus. And mm-hmm. it's not nice. But mm-hmm. I'm not trying to be nice.
No.
I'm not trying to be.
Well, let's dive into that some more.
Okay.
Do you want to stay in front of the veil the whole time today, or do you want to go behind the veil? What are you thinking?
I think that we ought to go behind the veil, but I'll tell you what, let's do. Don't we have some other comments?
We do have some more comments from the haters.
Can we do that?
Some more hater comments. Let's get him extra wound up.
I want to see more. This video is
fake. Jesus is our savior. And our creator.
I don't know how they got the message that I was...
I don't know.
Again, so people, it just goes to show you how brainwashed people are. Well, I want to just tell you, if I just be, I'm going to Lee Pittman's, that's probably an intelligence issue. I'm just going to tell you how I think. Like, the guy looked at this thing mm-hmm. and he made up an entire message mm-hmm. to him, because I attacked his whole thing of we have to be nice to him. No, we don't. Nobody owes you anything, Peter. Nobody owes you nothing, dude. We should be respectful to you. We should be compassionate towards you. But I don't, it pushed a button. He says, this guy's fake, or this video's fake. Jesus is our savior mm-hmm. and our creator. There's nothing in there that where I say Jesus is not our savior and our creator. And it just goes to show you how when people get triggered emotionally because they've been so programmed by this different spirit, they've been so programmed, the devil can tell them what conclusion to come to, and they immediately do that.
Yeah.
And that's deception. Like, mm-hmm. That's what deception is. Yep. Okay, let me see the next one here. Okay, so Unknown says, Unknown? This is no. so fake. If he didn't care about your feelings, why did he die for you? I promise you, he did not die for you because he cares about your feelings.
Feelings, no.
That is, do you guys see how deluded the body of Jesus is?
Yeah.
Like, okay, if he doesn't care about my feelings, then why would he die for me? I promise you, I would not die for you because of your feelings.
Feelings are subject to us, our humanity. Yeah,
you are responsible for your own feelings. Your feelings come from how you think. And that's what the problem is you refuse to be held responsible by how you think. You are responsible for your feelings. He is not. He's responsible for your salvation. Mm-hmm. Man, I wonder what kind of nice Easter message that person's pastor preached. He loves your feelings.
He loves everyone.
Well, I feel like I'm a girl today. Yes, he loves that. And I'm going to be nice to you and you will all split hell mm-hmm. wide open. You will go to hell and you will burn for an eternity in the pit of hell. And Jesus wants to save you from that. Mm-hmm. He wants to save you from that. And what you just said was not nice. I told you, we're not trying to be nice. We're trying to save you.
Yeah.
And that's different.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I think do we have more, Taylor? I think we have a couple more. Let's see. Oh, I like this one.
This boy is lying. Jesus is our savior. Well, Jesus is our savior. And I'm not lying. I'm not.
No.
But again, the conclusion he came to is that Jesus doesn't mm-hmm. save. I'm saying that Jesus didn't save. That's not what I said. I said Jesus ain't nice. So do you see how messed up people are? And how little of the Word of God that they know, and how little experience that they have. Their experience with Jesus is coming into my world. I've got my own world, and he's coming in to bless my own world. I want to tell you something.
Invite him in. And when he shows up, he'll show up with a whip, and then he's going to turn your tables over.
Mm-hmm. That's the Jesus I know.
That's what people were saying in the comments.
And he will never, listen, today. He will show up because he's kind, but he'll never leave you the same.
Oh, I like what Leanne said. I'd rather offend someone toward heaven than please them toward hell.
That's good.
Which is true, because you could know someone your whole life and be nice to them, and they never know about Jesus.
I know. They never know. I know. And I love this whole conversation.
Yeah, I do too.
But I want to tell you, as far as the definition of nice goes, not the true definition, but as far as, is Troy a nice guy? You answer that. Do you think I'm a nice guy?
I think Jesus. You are. Yes. No, you are. So you are very nice, and you're very caring.
I'm very caring.
You truly do care about people.
What about you, man? Yeah. Well, understanding that we don't agree with the definition of nice, but the way that everybody understands nice, when people ask you about me, do you tell them I'm a nice guy? Do you? Okay. What about you guys? You guys who know me, I mean, do you guys think that, I talk to everybody when I go sit down and I want to just tell you this, I would challenge that lady that says I'm not nice. I want to just tell you this. I wonder if you, Ladybug, if when you go out to eat, do you take a wad of cash just to bless the waiter or the waitress? Mm-hmm. Because I do.
Yeah.
And I'm like, the Lord's going to bring me that person. And then I never allow anybody to tell me what their name is, that I don't tell them what my name is. And I also introduce everybody at the table to the waiter. And if the waiter is like, I don't need to know any of that, I'll tell them, go away and go bring me somebody else. Because I'm going to be really good to this person.
Yeah.
Whoever that is. Mm-hmm. I've actually had somebody say, I don't need to know your names. I'm like, well, I don't need to know you as my waiter. You need to go away. go get me somebody else.
Yeah.
And then when somebody else came and said, hey, man, I want to tell you how this is going to go down. I wanted to introduce my wife to the last waiter. He wasn't interested. And I didn't like that. Mm-hmm. So I would like to introduce my wife to you, sir. This is my wife, Leanna. He's like, hi, Leanna. I said, you're going to get $100 tip. Thank you for being kind. Mm. Thank you, because that matters to me.
Yeah.
I'm like that, aren't I?
Yeah, you definitely are.
I mean,
you're just real. Mm-hmm. And that's something I saw someone in the comments said, you're a Texan. It's what you see is what you get. And that's true. And I mean, Pastor, I'll ask you this. Because you told us a story yesterday how you and Pastor Leanna were on having like a day date. You're driving, you're stopped in the middle of nowhere in a town, and someone says, are you Troy Brewer? I hope you don't mind, because I just invited my whole family to come up here and sit with you. And first of all, a lot of people wouldn't be enthused about that, but you have people that love you. You have people that hate you. And so how do you deal with it? How does that affect you, or does it not affect you? Yeah. Either way.
Okay, that's a great question. So first of all, when I jokingly say, everybody loves me, and the few people I know that don't, they're all stupid. Okay, but I do kind of think that.
You do actually mean it.
I do actually mean that. Like, yeah, there's something wrong with your head, if you don't like me. Like, if you can't get along with me, man, you can't get along with anybody.
Yeah.
And so I do kind of think that, and I think it's funny to think that. I don't know. I don't trust, when it comes to being on the internet, just like, okay, like this one thing, it has 2.5 million views or something
over
like
that. Yeah.
Yeah. It does have over that. Okay. And we have lots of videos that have over 1 million views. Mm-hmm. And, we have millions of views every single month.
Yeah.
Every month.
Yep.
Millions. Is that any exaggeration?
No, I mean, just on Facebook alone last month, we had like over 1.9 million.
Okay. All right. So now that I've said all that, it's not about us being famous, because I'm going to tell you what famous is good for. Very, very, very little, very little. It's easier to raise money if you're famous for being good. Mm-hmm. Like, whoa, wait, you just mentioned raising money. Yeah, I'm trying to raise $3.5 million right now for a kid's home. That ain't for me. That's for all the kids that we're going to rescue and save.
Yep.
I mean, I get a check, you get a check. We tell everybody that, like, this is not for us. We're not doing this for us. We're doing this for them. And if we're not going to do this for them, I don't think anybody else is going to do that.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, it's easier to get people involved in godly things if they know you, okay? But I'm just going to just tell you this. The internet and being and having your face in front of a camera is great for influence, because I do want to influence people. I really do. And I'm serious about influencing mm-hmm. people. But it's worthless as far as being recognized if you're not going to be on point for the kingdom. It's worthless.
Mm. Yeah.
What good is it?
What's the impact?
Oh, somebody says they love you. They don't actually love you. They love the work that you do or whatever. But you can also, mm-hmm. the same group that says, Hosanna, Hosanna,
yep.
will also say, crucify him, crucify him.
Yep.
And I'm very aware of that. So I don't take much stock in it unless somebody partners with me. If somebody, I'm like, whoa, okay, well, mm-hmm. now that is a big deal. Yeah. It's not a big deal if they love me. It's just not, because I don't know them, and I don't frankly do not love them, because I don't even know mm. them. So it's like, but I love you, man. I've loved you for 30 years. Well, I've never met you until today. So it doesn't affect your heart. It doesn't any of those things.
At least it shouldn't.
But dude, well, that's a good point.
Yeah.
So it shouldn't.
Because if it does affect you greatly, that's why you see so many famous people, celebrities, crash and burn the second it changes. Because just like you said, the same ones who said, Hosanna, Hosanna, will say, crucify me. And so if your identity and your worth and your focus is on that, when that shifts, you're not in a good place.
Oh, I will never be. I'm very relational. I'm a real guy. I like things that are real. And I love to really know people and to really love people.
Yeah.
I don't like celebrity Christianity at all.
Yeah.
I hate it. And you know I do.
Yeah, I do.
I mean, I have a holy hatred for it. It makes me want to throw up.
I really don't like it.
However, I mean, I look at Franklin Graham. Mm-hmm. Okay, Franklin Graham is one of the most recognizable men of God today.
Yeah.
All over the world. And brother, he needs to be. Mm-hmm. They do so much good stuff, and his message is so on point. And I love him. I love Franklin Graham. Okay, but. I don't think that he would say that he's famous, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't, even though he is famous and everybody can recognize him, I wouldn't really say that he's famous either. I would just say he's wildly impactful and he's a great leader. Okay. I do want to be impactful.
Yeah.
I do. I have a mandate for God to be impactful. People are counting on me to be impactful. And so I don't mind that one bit. Mm-hmm. And I do not mind it when some crazy lady named Lisa in Mason, Texas, or she's probably watching right now. She's a beautiful, beautiful person. Just like, wow. And she's like, I hope you don't mind. I just called my kids and they're on their way up here. Like, no.
Oh, we have a picture. Do we have a picture, Taylor? Of her? There we go. Maybe she's watching.
Yeah, that's them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's her kids? Is that her kids?
Yeah, that's her kid and her grandkid.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. His name is Cy. That's his name.
That's a cool name.
Yep. And they are just awesome people.
Oh, my goodness. Well, dude,
we're then there eating a chicken fried steak in that really cool Crockett's restaurant. And I want you to look at what it says on her hat. Can you read it?
Crockett's Mason, Texas. Biscuits and... What does it say? What
biscuits.
Is that? Grub, bullets, biscuits, and booze?
Yeah.
What a combo.
Welcome to Texas, man.
So you can shop, you can load your gun up.
Yes, exactly.
You can eat and you can drink.
And those people are Jesus freaks. I promise you, man. Those people are Jesus freaks. But it's like, no, I live for that kind of stuff. Like, no. And I mean, I told her, pull up a chair. And there's me and Leanna just sitting at the table. And then they all came, pulled up a chair, and we sit there for an hour. And I loved them. I love that.
That's amazing.
I totally love that. Me and you was walking through the hall, and there was a guy that was wearing a Cracker Brewer hat in Nashville.
At NRB. That was great. I don't even know, Taylor, if we still have that somewhere.
It's okay.
He'll probably find it. Watch this. But we were literally walking down the hall at NRB, and this guy, and I instantly noticed his hat because we only made a few of these Cracker Brewer hats, and he was looking at us with like this awe. And he said he was... just standing there hoping you would walk by, basically.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Well, okay. Well, here's the deal. The dude's a partner with us.
Yeah.
And so he's all the way in, and he's always wanted to talk to us. I don't know why anybody would want to talk to me.
He was so sweet.
And he was so sweet. Awesome. And you know what? He and his wife, they have an adult mentally retarded son, and he is adult. I would imagine
he's like. Yeah, and they take care of him full-time.
And they take care of him 24 hours a day. And they've been doing that for 50 years.
Yeah.
And I was like, what rock stars? What?
I know.
The world is not worthy of them.
No, he had tears in his eyes because I guess it was the day before. It was early. And so we weren't really supposed to even be there. And he's like, I just thought, you know, if I came down here and just hung around the halls, maybe I would see you. And I've heard you tell stories like that before, but I've never experienced one. So that was wild.
It's funny, isn't it?
Oh my gosh. And you treated him like family. Like you literally.
Yeah. I give everybody my personal phone number.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do. I have over 9,000 people in my contacts.
Yeah.
And I don't even know who they are. It's why I tell everybody, send me a picture of you and tell me where we met. Yeah. So that I know how it is where, you yeah. know, what that is.
And thank you to whoever just donated $50 to Answer International Online on YouTube.
Thank you for doing that.
Oh, there he is. That's our friend.
There he is right
He's so sweet. And that's his wife.
Yep. And he's an awesome artist.
What's his name? Darren. His name is Darren, I think.
His name is Darren. And look, man, he's wearing one of my shirts too.
Yeah. The counter shirt. The next day he came with the counter shirt on.
Yeah.
Oh man, that was so cool.
Yep.
That was really cool.
Way to go and find
that. Thanks, Taylor. Digging through the archives.
Well, here's what I'm just saying. When you guys see that people are hating on me or that people are loving on me, you don't got to defend me and you don't have to aim it. You don't got to do anything. It's okay. I'm gonna love everybody I come across. I'm gonna be kind. I'm gonna be involved. And everybody that doesn't get it, it's just because of the way they're programmed, or it's because they just don't understand language, or because we intentionally, and I say we, Alex Wagner, made me look and come across as really mean that day because he was trying to be
impactful. But in a good way.
That was his job. And that was not what the message was. And I'm not just saying Jesus is a common dude. Hey, dude.
No.
But I use the word dude a lot, and I'm sorry. I'm sorry to do that. And that's how all that works. So he says, it was crazy walking with 400-pound Troy through the Ronnie Coleman building. Yeah. So, and having the fittest people in the world coming up and hugging him, loving on him, and how much they loved him.
That's
so
funny.
Ronnie Coleman, 6-time Mr. Olympia. I was the host of the Ronnie Coleman show, and I literally And it was a big muscle man competition. Everybody in there, the most fit people in the world. And Jimmy's right. Those people loved me. Because I led all of their Bible studies.
Wow.
And it was the craziest thing. Backstage, as all the women were about to come up, and they had like 600 contestants, every single one of them were wearing string bikinis. Because you know how they are. They're showing off their bodies, right?
Things.
And it is the most bizarre thing in the world as they're getting off stage to give them a Bible, give them a hug, tell them Jesus loves them.
Wow.
And they're just like, please pray for me. And people are getting saved all back. It was a crazy environment.
Weird.
But yeah, I weighed like 400 pounds then. I was the most, I was a shape. I was round. So I was about to say I was out of shape. No, I was actually a shape. I was round. Yeah, I was a shape.
A shape.
Yeah, wait, but that's fine. Jimmy Pitts
was. Oh my goodness.
Fine.
Wow.
Well, my goodness. Okay. So, hey, so huge announcement. Can I read that one up there at the top? You just passed up. I was watching a Plus episode called Huge Announcement. How can we give to the loan to help pay for the gorgeous
home? Good question, Warrior Michelle.
For Prager Teens.
Yes.
Please face fuchsia.
Oh, it's because she put an emoji. Okay. That's how it's showing.
What the heck?
Don't read that part. You're like, huh?
Shut not out of the rababa.
So how can she give?
Okay, Warrior Michelle, you know what? If you call us and if you want to do that and say, I want to give specifically to that, you can do that. We don't have a specific tab for that. And like, well, how come? Because we have so many buildings. But like specifically this thing right here, if you want to call us and say you want to do that, we're about to just empty out the whole general fund.
Yeah.
So whatever is in there is how much money we can put off into it before, and then whatever the rest, we're going to have to get the loan. It's $3.5 million for that. It's worth, I want to just tell you this, guys, it's a $10 million property, and they're selling it to us for $3.5 million. Would you please call the number on the screen or go to troybrewer.com and just give, and it'll go into the general account. And we're doing this. And we had a lot of givers last week. We had a lot of givers.
Oh,
we had a
goodness.
Great giving week. And it's like, yay, guys, it's happening. Don't give up. Don't stop. Mm-hmm. Don't stop doing it. Well, I think we're about ready to close, man.
Yeah, I think we are. This is fun.
I think it's fun.
Every once in a while, we need to do these check-ins where we, you know, read comments, good and bad, and let you respond to them. I think we need to make this. What do you guys think? Should we make this a more regular thing? I think it's been fun.
Hey, I want you to look at their Lackey Key. She says on there, would you go up just a little bit, please, sir? She said, I have a disability and I have the heart
and I have the heart of them. Lacey, aww. I just want to just tell you, Ladybug, listen to me. We love you and we bless you. Do not be discouraged. I'm sorry for whatever terrible disability you have. I'm not making light of that. My God, I'm not. And I'm so sorry. I'm also so glad that you're in the fight. You're here with us. You're joining with us. And if you don't have any money, that's okay. It all comes from Jesus anyway. I'm not worried about the money. It's going to happen. And people are giving. And I'm not worried about it. I'm just not. I've never got a $3.5 million loan in my life, ever. And we're in the process of doing that right this second. And so I'm like, okay, well, another $3.5 million of debt. But it's the mission that Jesus has given me. I've got to put kids in that. I've got to put pregnant girls in that place. I'm Papa Troy. I have to help these kids. I have to. And there you go.
What I love is I love that we have their AIWI9498 saying thank you to everyone who gives on all the platforms. So I love that we have our people thanking other people
way to go, guys.
For giving, because that's how much of a family this is, that like we actually take ownership, like, and you should, if you're so into this, you should take ownership. Every time you see a rescued kid, the face of a rescued kid, you should know that you played a part in that. Like, it's just so much bigger what we do here. And I hope that watching today, I hope you guys had fun, but I also hope that you were just encouraged to be unashamed and unafraid to speak truth in this world and to partner with other people, other ministries like ours who do that, who stand for truth.
Well, Shay, this has been a good show.
Yeah, it was fun.
Way to go, man. I'm going to be preaching tonight, guys, at Open Door Church. I'm going to continue on the Easter thing, but I'm going to give a different spin on it. And I'm looking at it, and we were actually talking about this morning. She asked me, what are you going to preach today? And I was like, I don't really know. I've got a whole lot of things in my spirit right now.
Yeah.
And when I go seek the Lord today, he'll tell me, and we'll put it together. So come out and join me tonight. Again, we're going to be here tonight, 7 p.m. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It'll be awesome.
And, okay.
Yeah.
All right, once you close this out.
All right, guys. Well, listen, thanks again for joining us. And because we are across all platforms, listen, if you've liked this and you want to know more about us, call the number on your screen right now, 877-413-0888. And also, if you had fun today and maybe you just landed here somehow, it's your first time here, head on over to odx.tv. We have so much content there. That is our own in-house video on demand platform. And we have all of our shows. We have different levels of partnership with us. We have a free level. Then we have stage 2, stage 3, and lifetime. And if you're a stage 3 member, you have access to stage 3 or lifetime to all of the content that we upload, our conferences, anything that we stream live, you will have access to that, even if it's a ticketed event. So please pray about joining us, because having access to the content is really just a bonus to the fact that as a stage 2 or stage 3 partner, you are helping us rescue kids every single day all across the world, not just rescue them, but raise them. And Pastor Troy and Leanna have been doing that for over 30 years now. Yeah, man, over 12,000 kids, and we need your partnership. We really do. So please join us over there at odx.tv, or just sow into this ministry, into what God is doing here. This is such good soil, and we're just all blessed to be
here.
Hey,
I want to pray for everybody.
Yeah.
So I want to pray for all you guys. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I want to lift up my friends. And Father, I pray, God, that wherever my friends are watching from, wherever it is, I pray, God, that we would know your presence today. I declare Psalms 91, hedge of protection over everybody. I declare that the Spirit of the living God is moving and going out. I declare today is a day of breakthrough. Father, I lift up the hearts of everybody, God, that's watching. And I pray, God, that you bless them, fight their battles, bear their burdens, meet their needs, bring simple solutions to complicated issues, Lord. And I love you, sir, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, Shay, thanks again for joining me today.
Thank you.
Guys, God bless you so much, and I will see you soon. Join me here tonight at Open Door Church at 7 p.m. And don't forget about this coming weekend. Jerry Ann Webb is going to be here with the premiere of her new movie, Repair the Breach. It's all about God's plan for family. You will love it. And until the next time I see you, I call you the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, and highly favored of the Lord. Bye-bye, everybody.
Human trafficking, the fastest growing international crime network that the world has ever seen. It's not just a global problem, it's our problem, and it's closer than you think. In just 4 years of open borders, our nation became a trafficking superhighway, resulting in over 350,000 kids just vanishing. It's time to say, not on our watch, not on our land, and not to our children. Our team of rescuers has spent the last 30 years rescuing and raising over 11,000 kids here in the U.S. and all over the world. We have over 51 safe homes and more than 4,000 children in our care right now. But we could have 10 times that. We just need your support. Please call now and join our team of rescuers. Call 877-413-0888 or go to troybrewer.com. Get in this fight today, because if we don't show up for these kids, nobody else is coming.